Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz with you here on the Beaver Radio Network and awaiting the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Stone. And first of all, coach, congratulations. St. Cloud State made it look a little tough on you guys there at that first half when you guys were down 1-0. What did you tell your team at the half that kind of turned things around for you?
Well, as you can hear, I've lost my voice.
I can hear that.
So, I don't think it was really much what we said. It's just we just got a great, resilient group of young women, and I'm so proud of them. They just believed in the cause and the mission, and just, you know, it was this time of the year. It's more about heart than tactics, and I thought they just came out and just refused to lose.
Well, I was so impressed by how your team was so patient with the ball, even on the defensive side. Your defensive core really controlled play back there and kept St. Cloud State at bay. I mean, they really didn't have it. You know, the shots on goal, say they outshot you 10-8, but really they didn't get as many quality shots because of your defense today.
Yeah, it's all about quality opportunities, isn't it? And at this level, the way that we stat, you just don't see that. And honestly, and this is taking nothing away from St. Cloud. They're a very well-coached team, very organized, hardworking. But I thought we played a great first half, and we're a bit unfortunate to be down 1-0. So we felt like if we could just continue that and maybe even improve upon it a little bit, which we did, there could be some goals to be found.
Dani Nelson gets her third goal of the season, her second against St. Cloud State. Mm-hmm. She scored the game winner last Friday. When that whole play evolved, it was just fun to watch your senior Bailey Ertl to Rachel Norton to Dani Nelson. It was just perfectly set up. How much do you work on those kind of plays during practice?
Well, we do a lot of pattern work like that without pressure, and you know, we kind of rehearse how we want to move the ball. But then, obviously, when a game starts, it's you never know what's going to happen, Yeah, they were able to kind of find the seams and find the openings there and rotate the ball into the space that was open on that far right side. And, Dani Nelson, three game-winning goals, three goals in the last couple weeks. And she's just really found herself offensively. I'm so proud of her.
Okay, then you get to see Sarah Stram do what Sarah Stram does best. Goodness. What a play by Sarah.
She just – this was maybe the best game she's ever played in her 4 years here. She was just – she was a woman among girls today, and that makes coaching easy.
It sure does.
You know, get the ball to 10.
She was so fun to watch. I mean, every time she had the ball, she could get around a defender. And it wasn't like, I think they were kind of in awe of what she was able to do with the ball. Just her skill with her foot skills and stuff. And then, of course, that goal really caught them off guard. It kind of deflated them a little bit. Wow, she's just an incredible athlete. It's almost too bad, she only has like maybe a handful of games left.
All right. Well, hopefully we're going to extend the season as long as possible. And, yeah, we're going to miss her.
She's amazing. Then that third goal, a very important goal for your team. That one was that insurance goal. But you still couldn't breathe a sigh of relief against a team like St. Cloud, could you, at that point?
No. I don't think I exhaled till there was about 30 seconds left. When I got about 30, I thought, I think we have this.
You got great play from your goalkeeper, Catherine Arneson. Again, a stand-up performance there between the pipes. She didn't give up much except for that one, and really wasn't her fault.
No, she couldn't do anything about that. It was kind of a, ping, 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 ping ball, and, just one of those goals where it found a million people's feet inside an 8-yard box there, and unfortunately it ended up going into our net.
Well, you guys will play on Friday in the quarterfinals against Minnesota State, a team that you beat 3-1 earlier in October, alumni weekend. Of course, you had a little bit of energy because of the alumni weekend, but what do you know about Minnesota State, and what do you expect?
Well, we know they're – I don't think they've lost in, 11, 12, 13 games. So we know they're feeling good about themselves. We know they're extremely talented. And, we're looking forward to the matchup.
How much does this win carry over to a game like that when you know you've got Sarah Stram, who played her best game of her career here?
I think it's huge. I think, you know, we'd kind of been going through some adversity. We hadn't been losing games, but we'd been struggling to score a little bit, been kind of fighting ourselves, you know, not in a rhythm on the field, you know, not on the same page. And we kind of put everything together tonight. So for, you know, in my mind, this is big for us going into our next game.
This is huge. It was a fun game to watch. I wish I was going to be in town on Friday. I certainly would be there. But I'll be there in spirit cheering you guys from afar. So, Jim, again, congratulations on a great season, a great win, and good luck the rest of the way. Hopefully we've got some regionals to look forward to.
Yeah, we're hoping so. We're gonna take our best crack at our game on Friday. What is it? I don't even know what day it is. It's Wednesday today.
It is Wednesday.
So we play
so
Friday.
2 days.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll take our best crack and see what the pollsters say.
Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks,
All right,
Coach.
Thank you.
Head Coach Jim Stone joining us here as the BSU Beaver women's soccer team advances to the semifinals in a 3-1 win over St. Cloud State here tonight. And you heard it on the Beaver Radio Network.